The Other House by Henry James. Book First, Chapter 1. Mrs. Beaver of Eastmead and of Beaver and Bream was a close, though not a cruel, observer of what went on, as she always said, at the other house. A great deal more went on there, naturally, than in the great, clean, square solitude in which she had practically lived since the death of Mr. Beaver, who had predeceased by 3 years his friend and partner, the late Paul Bream of Bounds, leaving to his only son, the little godson of that trusted associate, the substantial share of the business in which his wonderful widow, she knew and rejoiced that she was wonderful, now had a distinct voice. Paul Beaver, in the bloom of 18, had just achieved a scramble from Winchester to Oxford. It was his mother's design that he should go into as many things as possible before coming into the bank. The bank, the pride of Wilverley, the high, clear arch, of which the two houses were the solid piers, was worth an expensive education. It was, in the talk of town and county, hundreds of years old, and as incalculably good as a subject of so much infallible arithmetic could very well be. That it enjoyed the services of Mrs. Beaver herself was at present enough for her, and an ample contentment to Paul, who inclined so little to the sedentary that she foresaw she should some day be as anxious at putting him into figures as she had in his childhood been easy about putting him into breeches. Half the ground, moreover, was held by young Anthony Bream, the actual master of Bounds, the son and successor of her husband's colleague. She was a woman indeed of many purposes, another of which was that on leaving Oxford the boy should travel and inform himself. She belonged to the age that regarded a foreign tour, not as a hasty dip, but as a deliberate...